Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Last Apprentice, Book 2, Curse of the Bane, by Joseph Delaney, narrated by Christopher Evan Welch.
Chapter 1. The Horshaw Ripper. When I heard the first scream, I turned away and covered my ears with my hands, pressing hard until my head hurt. At that moment, I could do nothing to help, but I could still hear it, the sound of a priest in torment, and it went on for a long time before finally fading away. So I shivered in the dark barn, listening to rain drumming on the roof, trying to gather my courage. It was a bad night, and it was about to get worse. 10 minutes later, when the rigger and his mate arrived, I rushed across to meet them in the doorway. Both of them were big men, and I barely came up to their shoulders.
"Well, lad, where's Mr. Gregory?"
asked the rigger, an edge of impatience in his voice. He lifted the lantern he was holding and peered about suspiciously. His eyes were shrewd and intelligent. Neither of the men looked like they would stand any nonsense. "He's been taken badly," I said, trying to control the nerves that were making my voice sound weak and wobbly. "He's been in bed with a bad fever this past week, so he's sent me in his place. I'm Tom Ward, his apprentice." The rigger looked me up and down quickly, like an undertaker measuring me up for future business. Then he raised one eyebrow so high that it disappeared under the peak of his flat cap, which was still dripping with rain.
"Well, Mr. Ward," he said, with an edge of sarcasm sharp in his voice, "we await your instructions."